We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Kane Kiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. The Nocturne we send as our best.
This is Will Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is the Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Boy, all those incredible people that you just heard there. Gives me chills. And heard JC. JC got in there, as he well should. Had a show on the station and was a big part of the station for generations in one way or another. He is a guest, quite often a guest. Andre Lane is with us this morning in Mitchell County, a beautiful, beautiful Mitchell County that hopefully is, as she says, coming back slowly from Hurricane Helene. Everything is coming back slowly. Asheville, I have been to Asheville. In fact, we went last just after Christmas, and Biltmore, of course, they can afford to a lot of things there, and they contributed money, I think, to the cause, but they lost a lot of trees and a few animals there, but a bunch of trees came down. You could really tell them, and they had roads diverted on the property there, but Asheville looked in pretty rough shape in some areas. The downtown area of Asheville is much higher than the River Arts District and all of that area. And there near Biltmore, the Biltmore Village area really sustained a lot of problems. They've really done a lot there. But, Asheville is a fairly wealthy community, too. So they've been able to do a lot themselves. But a lot of people who haven't gotten a lot of help in the mountains of North Carolina, and certainly not as quickly as they should have. And we're praying for them, especially and the around the Asheville area to the east and west, Swannanoa. My gosh, I remember driving through there and tent after tent after tent, people living in tents, and it was so cold up there just after Christmas. And I mean, like, think about it, and they're having a, hopefully they're out of those and into some stable housing, and things are much better for all of them. But they keep working. And yeah. Boy, the heat just came on. You smell the heat? Mm-hmm. Good gracious. Either that's that or, nice. Or the building's burning down. I don't know which. We'll let you know.
It looks a little chilly in here. So,
it's 55 degrees in the room that I'm sitting in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, y'all, everybody I know in the mountains has a wood-burning stove, and I assume y'all do.
We do. It just doesn't quite reach the room that I'm sitting in.
Well, you can move, can't you? Can't you cuddle up with an Afghan or something and talk to us?
I am cuddled up with an Afghan and a cat on my lap.
Okay. We'll give our cat the best. Not our cat, your cat. Do you have any apple cider or anything to go with that? Hot apple cider?
I have some hot coffee to go with that.
Oh, hot coffee. Okay. Well, you're in good shape, Dan. I won't feel so bad for you. All right. 919-860-9783. As we mentioned, our good friend, J.C. Knowles, passed away yesterday at the age of 97. Rotarian and Kiwanis member, maybe. I'm not sure. But he did everything. He did everything.
Community.
Yeah, he was a big part of the community.
Yes, he was.
And he was a big part of Apex, and he was a great storyteller. And whether it was Halloween or history or anything else, but he also told really good jokes. And every time he called us, he ended with a joke. And I think we have a snippet of possibly JC's last call to the Weekend Gardener.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so proud of you.
We sure are. You've done
well,
so much.
Thank you. I love all of y'all. I really
we
do.
Love you too.
And let me tell you my little joke.
Yeah, okay. Please do.
This couple was getting on up in years, and the wife has always told him before she died she wanted to go to the Holy Land, but he wouldn't take her. And she nagged him for years and years. Finally, he got fed up with her and said, okay, I'll take you. And they went over to Jerusalem. And on the third day, they were touring Jerusalem. She got sick and died.
Oh.
And the undertaker told the husband, said, well, we can ship her body back to the States, but it'll cost $10,000. Or you can bury her here in Jerusalem, and it's only $500. He said, no, send her back to the States. And the undertaker said, why the world you want to waste so much money when you can bury her right here? He said, no, I know the story. Y'all buried a man here 2,000 years ago, and he came back, and I ain't taking no
chances. Oh, JC.
Oh, man. JC.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, buddy.
That's a new frontier, man.
That's a great
one. All right. Well, I love y'all.
I love you too, buddy.
Love you too.
Okay,
thank you so much, JC.
That's
a treasure. Joel, thank you very much for working hard on that. That's a gem. Thank you so much for finding that. So we got to hear from JC this morning anyway. He passed away yesterday at age 97. And boy, did he have a full life.
Yeah.
And he shared a lot of that with all of us. So we'll always have a piece of JC with us. A lot of good memories.
One thing, too, that J.C. was very proud of was being brought up at Oxford Orphanage.
Yes.
He was never ashamed of having been an orphan, and told many stories about how he worked on the farm there. He milked cows there.
And learned about life there.
And learned about life, and was very, very proud of that. And that's why I'm a big supporter of the Oxford Orphanage, being a Mason like J.C., and
If he had written, I know he wrote some short books, small books, but he could have written volumes if he had had the time of all his stories.
Every
and his
phase of his life was a story.
Yeah, he could have written volumes.
Yeah, so. He was on the Board of Education back when, I think, when integration started in Wake County.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
He was a member of the Wake County School Board during a very turbulent time.
Mm-hmm. It was the mid-70s.
Yeah, yep. and into the 80s. Yeah.
Because, what a good guy.
He was. I can see him standing downstairs at 410 South Salisbury Street, where WPTF was for many years, until we moved out here. Standing down there, waiting to come up, because I would go down and get him. And it's amazing the little flashes of time and that you capture over the years, the photos in your mind, but I can remember that so well. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. We're going to talk to Miss Monica coming up at just after the 10:30 news. Joel, thank you. You're always ahead of me. He already had her lined up, and she has the Korean Food Festival going on today, and Rufus is our resident expert on Korean food this morning, because you not only, when you've attended, eaten the food, but you have also danced.
Did a little dance with them, yes. It's not quite like the shag.
Not quite. Is there a Korean shag?
Nor the Texas two-step, no.
Okay. How would one describe it?
Colorful.
Did they drape you in something?
Colorful. I didn't have a costume.
Did you wear any of their native attire?
Well, I don't know whether to set foot out there today or not. Maybe Phil won't let me drop me off there.
Well, Miss Linda might enjoy some of their vegetables, the Korean vegetables.
We're going to check on it when we get home.
They might. I don't know if they incorporate kale into their.
Kale.
If they like the kimchi.
There was a kale casserole yesterday in the News Observer, and I thought, oh, what lengths they go to.
A kale casserole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gary Stevenson, chief meteorologist at Spectrum News One, is going to be on with us the 15th. And he is bringing some of what he described as, I don't know if it was fried kale or some kind of stuff.
Well, I may be
totally wrong about the fried part of it, but it was kind of a different take on it warm up to.
I'll try anything. I don't want to be a holdout.
Well, I don't want you to eat it and then castigate it all in one gulp.
Well, as long as I don't relieve myself of it.
Well, you're allowed one burp per 5-year period on the air. All right, that's a signal that we need to take a break here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We shall return. It's 10:19. We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, Rufus Edmonston. Yes, you've heard that name before. Phil Campbell, owner of Campbell Road Nursery. Miss Andrea Lane, who is a master gardener in Mitchell County. And she's all cuddled up there with an Afghan and a cat and a hot cup of coffee. And what's the temperature out there in Mitchell County right now, Andrea? Do you know, or can you estimate?
I will. I didn't check it this morning, but it's been about 40 degrees in the morning.
Let me.
Well, according to Boone weather, that's a warm spell.
37, it tells me right now.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
37 degrees.
It's 37 on Beach Mountain. Let's see here.
Oh, my.
What's it at the top of Mitchell?
It's 40,
Mount Mitchell,
it's 49 here.
Let's see. Grandfather Mountain. Let me try that. Grandfather Mountain.
I'm going to predict 30.
Let's see. Grandfather Mountain is... it's 39.
Oh, my goodness.
It's snowed on Mount Mitchell.
It's always...
We are in a little bit of a warming trend. So last week it was 10 degrees lower than seasonable. They said it was more like mid to late December temperatures rather than
It's 38 on Mount Mitchell right now.
Yep.
Near Burnsville.
Mm-hmm.
So how far are you from Mount Mitchell, the entrance?
We're about 40 miles, 90 minutes.
So the
not close.
The restaurant is not open up there. Was that destroyed or
not.
Just damaged?
I don't think it's coming back, so probably more on the destroyed side than
That's
they
too
said
bad.
They said it would open back up in 26.
The place where you sit down and eat or just the snacks?
The restaurant.
Okay.
The snacks are open.
Okay.
The snack place is open.
Did you go up there this past time? I mean, this past Monday?
We didn't.
You didn't
go there?
We went to
Little Switzerland, and then we went to Lansing. And CJ's Market is open in Lansing.
Well, that's how far is that? That's up near West Jefferson.
It is.
How far is that drive from Switzerland?
We drove a little over 500 miles that day.
Yeah, I don't know how
so
far.
So it's about, I think it's about an hour and a half.
What county is Little Switzerland in? Do you know?
That's in Mitchell County.
Is that in Mitchell? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's the northern part of Mitchell County, isn't it?
Yep. And then you go.
It's the southern part of Mitchell County, actually.
But
it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's closer on the border of McDowell County.
Well, you really trekked out there, didn't you?
We did. We went down to the. We didn't plan anything. So
you could have driven to Daytona Beach, Florida.
I know. we went to Blowing Rock, and then we went down to Little Switzerland. It was so foggy you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. But then we went down to the bottom of the mountain at Little Switzerland.
Went down under the mountain.
Yeah,
down under the mountain.
Yeah.
I can hear them now, and they all packed into that car. They were driving down these curvy roads. Whoa!
So then
they went around a curve.
We hit 221 and drove up to West Jefferson. And
boy, it makes my feet hurt.
But it was just beautiful.
Makes my accelerator foot hurt.
it was gorgeous.
Well, I hope next time you do that, Phil, you'll call me up and I'll meet you.
You really ought to do that.
A meal or a beverage.
You should take her a Christmas Carol Camellia.
There you go. And then my cousin.
I don't know if it'd last up here.
Yeah.
Oh, it would.
My cousin's a doctor there, at CeeLo.
Uh-huh.
Philip Mitchell. And so.
Do they name that mountain after him?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they named Timberlake after Frank Timberlake.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a great area. And I love going up to West Jefferson and Lansing. And Warrensville. I love going up there as well. Those are places. We even went by Zionville.
About Lansing, Michigan, are you?
No,
God, I mean,
Lansing,
you really covered some territory. Now, Lansing is near West Jefferson.
Now, Zionsville is right next to the Tennessee line.
We were in Tennessee. We got into Tennessee.
Yeah, Phil. You sure did. Did you come back?
Did y'all stop to go to the bathroom and to eat?
We did. We ate at Little Switzerland. Ate lunch at Little Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
That's the dirtiest one-day trip I've ever heard
of. Yeah, I'll tell you, they moved some territory. Now, what's the, on the parkway, the hotel on the parkway, I noticed that it was closing up for the winter. I don't know. It's famous.
I don't know. Little Switzerland Hotel. I mean,
it's not the Little Switzerland.
Little Switzerland Inn is on the parkway, but they are not going to close this winter.
Oh.
They're going to be open. So
they got to make up some money and time.
We're going to go up. Yeah.
Well, nice. You should. Well, so.
Just having a Thanksgiving dinner, too. I might end up there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we only have about a minute before the news. But so you can't, the camellias don't do well. They're on your hillside?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm at 3,500 feet, and it's about, you know, the new Hardia zone map says it's 7A, but frankly, I don't believe it.
So are you growing?
I think it's more like a 6B.
Are you growing a Fraser fir? Have you planted a Fraser fir?
I haven't planted, but there's one on the property.
Nice.
That's, quite mature.
How many people can say that?
I know.
Well,
that's
about
great.
5 million. Yeah. 5 million in Watauga Nation.
That's wonderful.
Mitchell County.
Yeah.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We'll talk to Miss Monica about that Korean food
and
festival.
And camellias will grow in the mountains.
All right. saith the man, the great one. Talk to here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're going to talk to Monica in a minute. Miss Nelsa Cox, extraordinaire, is with us on the line. Nelsa, where are you now? You're always in a different place.
I'm at Oak Island.
Okay.
Doing some garden with my lemons.
All right.
What does that mean? It's cocktail hour?
No, I'm a little bit of.
That sounds like a foghorn.
Yeah, I mean, was that a boat going by or what? What was that? I don't know. At any rate.
It is.
sound like the ferry.
Oh, my goodness. So so you have your Meyer lemon tree down there or what?
I do. I have three Meyer's lemons. One of them has about 35 on it, and the others are younger, so they only have maybe... one has half a dozen, one has about 13, and then I have a dwarf lime tree. I have a beautiful variegated citrus tree, lemon tree, and I've got lots of Brugmansias and Ruellias and lots of Alocasia calocasias, and so I've pulled them from the farm, and they grew beautifully there, and so I start winterizing and planting down here, so that's kind of the plan.
I know that you were moving some of your plants from your house in the area, in our area down there.
Yep, moving some. Most of the ones at my Apex house I'm moving to the farm, but there's a lot of plants that I've collected that we've done container gardening at the farm that I'm bringing down to Oak Island. So I'm going to have plants everywhere.
Good for you. You should. Now, do you have a pineapple? Have you ever grown a pineapple?
I have several times. I used to keep them in my greenhouse, but I haven't tried any, coastal or we've grown some in pots at the farm. But it's an exciting time for me to kind of switch and try some subtropicals that may fare a little better. But I just wanted to say good morning to Phil. Enjoyed seeing her the other night and her crowd, as well as having the honor to sit beside you, Mike, and
watch our
favorite guy Rufus, and it was such a great event, and thank you for letting me be part of that.
Well, Mousel,
it was great to see you.
It
too,
was
buddy.
A wonderful event, and I was just mentioning a while ago that it's a happy time. Nobody fussing with one another. Everybody having joy, been seeing those kids do wonderful things, and that's why I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah,
have people like you and Mike and Phil and you and just a host of other people who believe in what I do, that those kids are what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I kind of got a little teary-eyed. Those sweet kids,
I know.
They had such good stories, and then it was even more heartfelt that your buddy – sister Sassy, I believe, or Sissy.
That's Crockett's sister.
Yeah,
Crockett. Donated a little extra something, and it was just a special night. And thank you for doing what you do, Rufus.
Yes, for sure.
Thank all of you so much.
Well, you're gonna be with us two Saturdays in a row, the 22nd and 29th.
Yes, I look forward to that.
Me too.
And I got a little something for Rufus that I picked up when I was in Waynesville.
Oh,
You mean up west?
Yeah, I mean, yep. Quickly tell us, you went on a train trip with your mom up there.
We did. We went to, stayed in Bryson City. We took the train from Bryson City to Dillsboro. We hit up a couple garden centers and farm markets, had some great lunches. We hiked in Deep River. We went up to, it's called Tom Branch Falls, so we hiked up to that. Mom was a trooper. And we did browse through Cherokee. We also went and had dinner at River's Inn in Nantahala, and that was a treat. That was great. Best trout I've had in a long, long time.
Well, that's way on out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we did several little day trips, and then we went to Lake Junaluck. Well, we went to Waynesville and had lunch with a friend, and then we went to Lake Junaluska.
Oh boy,
you drove through that beautiful place.
You fall down or lean, and you'll run into a preacher at Lake Junaluska.
That's right.
There are wall to wall preachers out there.
It was great, and some of the gardens over there are great. Of course, Lake Junaluska itself has beautiful gardens.
And they've recovered, the areas you went to have recovered from Helene?
Yes. And I talked to several locals about that.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, the kudzu's such a problem up there. And Lord, you'd be walking down the street and get knocked out by a walnut. They're everywhere.
Oh, I know. I've had that problem on my walks in my neighborhood. So.
it was a treat. My mom was a trooper, and I look forward to doing some more trips with her. We may take the steam train next time.
Rufus, did you do any campaigning on that train?
That's a wonderful trip. That train is just fabulous.
Did you walk from car to car?
Well, don't tell me about. Remind me about that time I was in Hayesville and I started to come back to Raleigh, and else I wanted to take a short stop, and I stopped, and I said, "I'm Rufus Edmiston, running for governor." And this guy said, "What state?" I said, "North Carolina." He said, "Hell, son, you're in Georgia."
Well, they would have probably liked you to be governor of Georgia, too.
That's funny. But we also went to, in Bryson City, the Road to Nowhere. And that was a fun hike.
The tunnel that was built there that doesn't go anywhere.
Through that, but hikers love it and use it.
All right, Miss.
That's right there at Fontana.
All right, Nelsa.
All right.
You take care of yourself. Don't cause any trouble. We'll see you. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to Miss Monica straight ahead here on WPTF. We're talking about this 2,000-mile road trip that Phil took on Monday. We're embellishing it a little bit. 500 miles. You could have gone down to Daytona and taken a tour of the track down there, Phil.
Yeah.
You could have gone to the Richard Petty driving experience.
I wouldn't have seen the mountains.
Well, that's true. That's true.
They were absolutely different. The rodos and everything were just gorgeous.
Speaking of which, Stan reminded me that it's the Pisgah Inn that is on Blue Ridge Parkway down near Asheville. And it's closing for the winter. That's, thank you, Stan, for that. Miss Monica, how are you? I don't know how to say how are you in Korean, but...
Good morning.
Well, you are surrounded, I'm sure, by Korean food and people and costumes and dances.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes.
Trinkets.
It is so much fun. They have some of the neatest displays, and just the folks are so wonderful to work with, and they have some very unique foods. If you like Korean food, come out and try it. They have some different groups and organizations that are doing this as a fundraiser. So be sure to stop in and check them out with all the wonderful things. They have the dumplings. They have Korean hot dogs.
Do they have a Rufus dog
Oh my gosh.
Version of that?
Well, You know, I'm sure they would concoct one up if he would tell him that, you know, what his, I guess the, what his version is of the Rufus dog and what he would like to see, and I'm sure they would work it out.
Yeah.
Well, they have those wonderful dancers there this year?
Yes, they have various different performances that are happening. Let's see, there is a schedule. And this year, it's not just today, it's also tomorrow. And it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. And they have different performances today. They have taekwondo. They have some different dance performances and just a lot of different unique things that they're going to be doing. And also tomorrow, they're going to have some different performances. The K-pop dance performances, which I did not realize were so popular until last year. And that's really neat to watch. And the public can join in on those. And
is that
and
what you did, Rufus?
Part of it. So Rufus,
you joined in? I mean, were you asked to, or did you just join
no,
in?
No, I just had the spirit. The spirit moved me.
I wish I could have been there for that.
I do, too. I mean, we could have videoed
I
that.
I get it on video, yes.
Get video.
I don't know how y'all missed that.
Rufus was dancing and singing.
Yeah. I know. I don't know either. I mean, we needed to document that for sure.
That'd be on National Geographic's cover.
I mean, but definitely come out and join in on the fun. It's, you know, the Greater Raleigh Area Korean Association is the group behind this, and they've been wonderful to work with, and we appreciate them coming out and, you know, joining in and doing a great community event to show a lot of their heritage and various different things that are in their culture, all the different foods. And it's a good time that maybe if you're not real sure if you like the Korean food, but you can come out and try it. And there's such a variety of things to try.
Well, of course, the folks at the market shop are of Korean ancestry, and they have gotten the Rufus dog and a lot of other things down pat. Including their breakfast sandwiches.
They've got the slaw right now.
They certainly
Boy, you are picky. They go out of their way to create this version of the Rufus dog, and you have to be a restaurant critic.
Yeah, well, they had to work on the chili a little bit now.
Was it too hot?
Now they've worked on the on the slaw. They've cut it down to size.
Rufus is their food critic.
He certainly is.
Yes. I'm sure that G appreciates the feedback, Rufus, because she wants you to be happy.
Well, if there's a nicer person in this world, I don't know who it is.
Well, I get more pictures, Monica, of people standing beside the picture there and take it and send it to me.
It's kind of like Waldo. Awesome. It's kind of like Waldo. You know?
And what those little fruit pop things that melt in your mouth now?
That's the air-dried. I mean, not air-dried, but freeze-dried. Freeze-dried candies and fruit.
Yeah.
They're doing, like, freeze-dried strawberries and freeze-dried different types of candies. And
the strawberries are the best.
It's a pretty popular thing.
Those strawberries are really good.
Yes, they are really good. It's something different, you know, and so they are doing that now also where you can find that there. And, you know, while we're talking about the market shops, you know, 321 Coffee is just right there across from the grill. We have the fresh seafood. We have folks doing all-natural soaps and lotions and all kinds of meats and dairy products. The bakery with the cakes and pies. And, you know, Thanksgiving's just around the corner. So if you're looking to get on the list of orders, go ahead and do that early because they get really busy closer to Thanksgiving. Get those orders in so they'll be sure to have yours ready. They do all sorts of cakes and pies. And if you have a special order or request, you know, just talk to them, and I'm sure that they'll try to work it out and do what you need. Yep. Jams, jellies, eggs, and just so much more.
Yeah.
And they have the sugar-free or no sugar-added jellies there at the farmer's market in the market shops. I was going to ask Andrea, have you been to the Asheville State Farmer's Market?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's quite an operation there. It and, you know, it's we're so blessed to have, I guess, is it four of them, Monica?
Yes.
One in Asheville, one Charlotte, Greensboro, and Raleigh.
And,
Great places to just wander around.
Yeah. Immokalee is one thing people always forget down there at the bakery. They've got ice cream. Hershey.
Oh, yeah.
Hershey ice cream.
Have you had some lately?
The best butter pecan.
I love butter pecan, too.
Yeah. And Hershey. Hershey's the best at that.
It is.
Now, I love strawberry ice cream, but you don't always get it. It doesn't always taste the same. It doesn't taste like it's supposed to. It doesn't always have chunks of strawberry in it either. But the butter pecan, I've never had any bad butter pecan.
I like Hershey black cherry.
Uh-huh. Black cherry.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all so good. And,
it is.
You know, they do milkshakes also, and they have the fresh squeezed orangeades and lemonade. Sourdough bread.
Yeah, that cinnamon bread. Oh, just... kind of try to stay away from it as much as I can, but it's I make it a treat.
That's right.
Because I would eat the whole loaf if I bought some. It's that good, especially when it's warm. And they give it to you, and they hand you the plastic bag because it's so warm that you don't want to steam it up, and so you got to carry. It's unbelievable. And then it doesn't make it home. So I would definitely recommend that extraordinary cinnamon bread, and it's sourdough bread. It's made, and they have the non cinnamon type too, if you like that. And sunflower seed, do they have that there? Sunflower bread.
They have, yes. I don't know if it's one they have on a regular, but it is one that they.
I know they've had it.
Or they'll do by special request, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then. You know, Nancy does the Sound Away a little bit, does a lot of cakes and pies also. They're famous for their little layer. I think it's 12 layer, maybe 15 chocolate layer. Anyway, cake. It's a lot of layers. Lots of layers. The little layer chocolate cake, and it is delicious. And they do a lot of other specialty items as well.
You know, I've had a mental note of trying to think about how they make that thing. Layer by layer by layer.
It's tedious.
It's got to take a couple hours.
Takes a good amount of time to get those layers that thin, that's for sure.
Well,
to get it all put together.
So you have, besides the Market Grill, you have a couple of other extraordinary restaurants on campus there.
We do. Our State Farmers Market restaurant is always cooking up good country cooking, those famous homemade biscuits. They do breakfast all day, and, of course, they have daily lunch specials open till 3 p.m. daily. Then we have our seafood restaurant, and they feature good Calabash-style seafood. And come hungry or be prepared to share or maybe take some extra home with you because they are so generous with their portions. You get a lot of food, so be sure to come out and try any of the restaurants or maybe come out for lunch and come back later for dinner, so you can sort of enjoy it all. Everybody asks me, which one should I go to? I'm like, you got to try all of them. You just got to schedule it out and come back more than once to enjoy everything here at the market.
I was, of course, at the State Fair last week, and I have more ideas that I want to propose to the commissioner about incorporating into his state farmers markets. I think they will work.
You know,
add a little panache.
I'm sure Monica would like to know about that.
I don't know what I have a feeling.
No, I was going zoom right over your head. I was going to go right to the man to get the no, and then I'd tell you later.
Okay. It's always good to have ideas.
I'm just kidding. It didn't work with Ferris wheel. So I not that I've given up, but I'm just going to sneak up on you.
Figured that was part of the proposal there.
No. It does. Hey, well, I'll tell you, my favorite ride, Melissa and I, when we go, we ride the flyer, which is the seat where you go all across the, and you just kind of coast across, fly across. We do that two round trips when we're at the fair. I mean, it is so nice, especially on a nice cool day. So that might be something that you could go from one side of the farmer's market to the other, or it could start at Dick's property and go over to the farmer's market. Ooh. And that, so you could get off. And I mean, that y'all gonna have to have a tram or something at some point.
I have kidded about that before, actually.
Well, it's you know, they were saying the same thing about flying back in the 1800s, but
so we just never know, right? We never know what's down the road.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Well, I guess we forgot about my notion about a distillery out there.
Well, I mean, how do you know it's not there? They found one under the grandstands at Wilkesboro Speedway that had been abandoned. So, you know, it may already be in operation.
Not that we know of.
Not that Monica knows of, and not that the commissioner or the Board of Agriculture, they don't know about it, but there could be one there. We don't know.
There's all kinds of history.
Nooks and crannies there? Yeah, certainly.
Everywhere
all right.
we go.
Well, all kinds of history. Get some grass from Supersod, some of those... Well, not that type of grass. What are you looking at me like that for, Phil? For goodness sake, I'm just saying, can't say the word grass on a gardening show. For goodness sake. Okay. Supersod.
Yes, Supersod. Yes. They have a great selection, and they bring it in by the huge truckload, and you can come in and buy just by the roll, pallet, load, ever how much you need. They have a lot of different lawn care products available, of course, as well. As also their
Logan's.
Big bags of, yes, Logan's is another place to stop in to get all the things you need for your home.
And it was
garden.
Josh Logan's birthday this week, so happy birthday, Josh.
I missed that. Yes, happy birthday to him. And they have a big sale coming up. I believe it's next weekend, so keep an eye out for that. And they do have, I believe I've seen a glimpse of some Christmas decorations popping up.
So they're well, it's November 1st, so we got to get on it.
So, and they still have a lot of fall items as well. So,
I saw Monica at the fair at Barefoot.
Yes.
And Monica came over, and Stephen and I hugged her, and I kissed her on the cheek. And you should have seen Stephen's face. And he's a big old boy. And I said, I told him. I blurted it out. I said, I kissed your wife on the cheek. And he said, I know. And then Melissa didn't think anything of it, but he was sitting over there pouting. He was sitting in the booth over there pouting. But he did say goodbye.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well. I'll tell you, that's another thing. You can, if you fall down and hit a person in Johnston County, it's probably a Barefoot. A lot of them
have a lot of Barefoot. That is one of those standard names we have a lot of. And, you know, there is tradition at the fair, but they also used to be one of our vendors at the market.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of history there as well. Mr. Charlie Barefoot, who started that, is, of course, not with us any longer. He started at the market also. He used to sell peaches. They used to sell some mums and some other products throughout the years. So, great family, and they keep the tradition going there at the fair, and it's one of those things you just have to go by, and as Mr. Charlie used to say, how about one?
Yeah,
you have
absolutely.
To have one of their hot dogs or cheesesteak
to
make it complete.
We have
a lot of great families that are involved through the market and the fair.
You do indeed. Well, Miss Monica, we'll talk to you next week, you or Billy.
Yes. Come see us. We do still have some pumpkins available and mums. They're going to be here through the weekend.
Fantastic.
As well as all the apples and so many other great things. So come see us. We're here 7 days a week.
And eat some Korean food today or tomorrow.
That's right. Today and tomorrow.
Thank you, Miss Monica.
Have a good one.
Bye. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You always add a lot, and when you can get a word in edgewise. And it's harder. You, it's harder when you're on the phone. I know.
It is.
But
it is,
thank
but
you.
It's still good.
Just yell at us. Say, hey.
It's great to hear from you.
But we'll be in contact because we want to keep this up regularly. You and your cat, and and your Afghan. So I hope you have a wonderful time. If we don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year and all of that.
Yep.
But we hope to get you on soon. Thank you so much.
I feel like today Phil Campbell was my surrogate. He talked a lot about my neck of the woods, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well,
I love that place.
I mean, Rufus and
it's great.
And Phil, I love it. I love the mountains too. I mean, who wouldn't? For goodness' sake.
Yeah. Speaking of that, go by and Phil, visit Phil today, and get one of those Christmas Carol
camellias.
Yeah,
we'll have to try one for you. We'll have to try one for you, girl. Take care.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye, Miss Andrea, Miss Monica, everybody. Got all our women here.
Okay.
Miss Phil. All right. We're done. We're done. I can't talk anymore. All right. Well, have a great week, everybody. We love you so much. Think about JC and his family.